Oh, good morning. It's another day that the Lord has blessed us to see. Thank God. Praise His holy name. It is Saturday, November 27, 2021. The year is coming to a close. It's coming really fast. But God is good. God is merciful. Thank you, Lord, for your goodness today. I praise God. The blessing of the Lord maketh rich, and he addeth no sorrow to it. It's a blessing to be in the land of the living this morning. Lord, I thank you. Oh, wonderful Savior. You know, I've been reading a lot about David. But I started off, I believe it was in 1 Samuel, how that Hannah prayed because she didn't have any children. If you read the story, you'll know God blessed her with a son. She said, if you bless me with a son, I'm going to give him back to you, Lord. And sure enough, God blessed her with a son. After she weaned him, she gave him over to the Lord, sent him to be raised in the house of God, dedicated, consecrated. And you know what? The Lord blessed her with more children. God is good. Samuel grew up. He was a prophet of God. He judged the children of Israel. But the children of Israel wanted a king. After a while, God gave them a king. That king was Saul. But Saul didn't do right. And God took the kingship away from him and gave him to someone he said was better. That was David. And, you know, David was anointed as a young lad as king. He didn't step right into his kingship. But as you read along in scripture, you see how God gave him favor with man. People started joining with him. Now, see, Saul, he was still king when David was anointed king. Ain't that something? He was still king. Saul was still king. But God anointed David as king. Saul became jealous because he saw that God was with David. And he knew that the Spirit of the Lord had left him. Yes. He tried to kill David. But you know, he couldn't. God covered David. God kept him. Kept him from the enemy. Delivered him out of the hand of the enemy. David had to flee for his life. Saul tried on a few occasions to kill him. Even told other people to kill him. But they couldn't. They knew that the Lord was with David. And as David is running for his life and hiding in various places, and he had favor with men. Men came to him. Hundreds. Hundreds joined David. We all know the story of David and Goliath. Yeah, that's the early part of the beginning of actually David being favored by people, a hero, because he killed a giant that the armies of Saul was afraid to kill, even Saul himself. But David didn't have any fear. Wow, he didn't have any fear. And God delivered the giant into the hand of David. Killed him with a slingshot, a stone. Isn't that amazing? Wow. The things that you think are just too big in your life to conquer. If you don't fear and have faith, it can be conquered. Yes. Even if it's over 6 feet tall, over 7 feet tall, the giants in our lives, the mountains, the storms, God can take us through it. Jesus slept in the boat while the storm was raging. And the disciples were so concerned. Why are you sleeping? We about to die out here in this weather. Ooh-wee. So many instances. And situations in scripture that will help us get through our storms. Help us conquer and kill those giants in our lives that need to die. That's trying to take us over. That acting like they got the control and the preeminence in our lives when they don't. Because why? We got God on our side. What famous most quoted scriptures, the battle is not yours, it's the Lord's. Let the Lord fight the battle for you. But you know what else David did that really stuck out with me this morning? And is when David got in situations, he inquired of the Lord. He asked God, should I go up and fight? Should I stay here? Should I move? Which way should I go? What should I do? If I stay here, will these people turn me over to Saul? Because he was hiding, you know. He said, the Lord told him, yeah, they're gonna give you up. You got to move. You got to make a move. When God say move, you got to make a move. When God say be still, you got to be still. And if we don't take heed, we might mess up. That inquiring of the Lord stuck with me this morning as I was reading. He inquired of the Lord. Let me find one example. David was hiding in a cave. The cave was called Adullam. This is in the, this is 1 Samuel, the 22nd chapter, the first verse. He was hiding. It says, David therefore departed thence and escaped to the cave Adullam. And when his brethren and all his father's house heard it, they went down thither to him. King James Version, y'all. And everyone that was in distress, and everyone that was in debt, and everyone that was discontented gathered themselves unto him. Look at that. And he became a captain over them. And there were with him about 400 men. This man is escaping. And you know, look at that. Others, they were discontented too. Wow. David was running from Saul because Saul was out to kill him. Four 400 men. They didn't count the women. So let's go to verse 3. And David went thence to Mizpah of Moab. And he said unto the king of Moab, let my father and my mother, I pray thee, come forth and be with you till I know what God will do for me. Wow. Till I know what God will do for me. David had a mind to wait on God. David had a mind to inquire of the Lord. Verse 4. And he brought them before the king of Moab, and they dwelt with him all the while that David was in the hold, H-O-L-D, hold. He was hiding. And the prophet Gad said unto David, abide not in the hold, depart, and get thee into the land of Judah. Then David departed and came into the forest of Hereth. Verse 6, and when Saul heard that David was discovered, you know, they found out where David was, and the men that were with him. See, now Saul abode in Gibeah under a tree in Ramah, having his spear in his hand, and all his servants were standing about him. That sounds like Saul was scared himself. He had people all around him, guarding him. Yeah. Amazing. Verse 7. Then Saul said unto his servants that stood about him, hear now, ye Benjamites, will the son of Jesse give every one of you fields and vineyards, and make you all captains of thousands and captains of hundreds? That all of you have conspired against me, and there is none that showeth me that my son hath made a league with the son of Jesse, and there is none of you that is sorry for me, or showeth unto me that my son hath stirred up my servant against me to lie in wait as at this day. Look at that. Saul is jealous. His son Jonathan loved David like more than a brother, closer than a brother. He would do, he helped David escape. If you read earlier, he helped David escape. Saul found out. And now he's talking to his servants. You going against me too, just like my son? But this one guy, in verse 9, then answered Doeg the Edomite, which was set over the servants of Saul, and said, I saw the son of Jesse coming to Nob, to Ahimelech, the son of Ahitub. And he's telling him, I know where he is. I saw him. Somebody gonna tell on you. But don't worry about it. Yeah, don't worry about it. And he inquired of the Lord for him, and gave him victuals, and gave him the sword of Goliath the Philistine. He's telling everything that David did. David inquired of the Lord, gave him, he talked to the priest, gave him something to eat, and gave him a sword, Goliath's sword, right? Verse 11, then the king sent to call Ahimelech, the priest, the son of Ahitub, and all his father's house. Saul is mad. The priests that were in Nob, and they came, all of them, to the king. So now Saul still came, still got the folly calling all these priests to him, because now he realized this priest done helped David, the man he trying to kill. Wow. And Saul said, hear now, thou son of Ahitub. And he answered, here I am, my lord. And Saul said unto him, why have ye conspired against me, thou and the son of Jesse, in that thou hast given him bread? You fed him, and a sword. You gave him a weapon, and hast inquired of God for him. You didn't ask God concerning my enemy. Wow. That he should rise against me to lie in wait as at this day. And then Ahimelech answered the king and said, and who is so faithful among all thy servants as David, which is the king's son-in-law, and goeth at thy bidding, and is honorable in thy house? So who is more honorable than David? He's your son-in-law. He married your daughter. He comes and goes what you tell him to do. And he's more honorable in your house than anybody. Why are you mad? Verse 15. Did I then begin to inquire of God for him? Be it far from me. Let not the king impute anything unto his servant, nor to all the house of my father, for the servant knew nothing of all this, less or more. I'm innocent. This is a good man. David is a good man. Why wouldn't I inquire of God for him? He honors you. He did what you told him to do. And verse 16, did it matter to King Saul? Let's see. And the king said, thou shalt surely die, Ahimelech, thou and all thy father's house. Wow. Wow. Saul is willing to kill the priest and his house. Everything that belonged to him. You're going to die because you inquired of the Lord for him. You gave him food to eat. You took care of my enemy. Wow. Verse 17, and the king said unto the footmen that stood about him, turn and slay the priests of the Lord. He's not even afraid to kill God's people. You know, there's a lot of people like that. Let's continue. Because their hand also is with David, and because they knew when he fled and did not show it to me. But the servants of the king would not put forth their hand to fall upon the priest of the Lord. They got instructions from Saul to kill the priest of God. But the servants, they didn't want to do it. They didn't want to do that. Get in trouble with God? Oh, no. So, verse 18, and the king said to Doeg, that's the Edomite, turn thou and fall upon the priest. And Doeg the Edomite turned, and he fell upon the priests, and slew on that day 85 persons that did wear a linen ephod. 85. So that's what? 85 people. He killed 85 people because they were in the priesthood, and this priest helped David out. They were innocent. You know, you're going to be talked about because you're innocent. Your name is going to be brought up, but you're innocent. But don't worry, God got you. Verse 19, and Nob, the city of the priests, smote he with the edge of the sword, both men and women, children and sucklings, and oxen and asses and sheep, with the edge of the sword. He went to where they lived and killed more people. Verse 20. And one of the sons of Ahimelech, the son of Ahitub, named Abiathar, escaped and fled after David. And Abiathar showed David that Saul had slain the Lord's priests. And David said unto Abiathar, I knew it that day, when Doeg the Edomite was there, that he would surely tell Saul, I have occasioned the death of all the persons of thy father's house. Abide thou with me, fear not, for he that seeketh my life seeketh thy life, but with me thou shalt be in safeguard. Isn't that amazing? Isn't that amazing? How Saul, because of his jealousy, realizing that the kingdom was going to be turned over to David, and that somebody helped David, even though David had did him no wrong, he'll kill those who help you. Wow. But you know, as you keep reading further, David always asked God, what should I do? Where should I go? Read the 23rd chapter. And it tells how David asked the Lord about, should I go and fight these Philistines? And the Lord told him, yeah, go ahead. Mm-hmm. But David's people was telling him, we're afraid. We're afraid to be in Judah. And if we go to this other place where the Philistines are, how much more are we going to be afraid? David asked God again. Just keep reading about David. The main topic today is inquiring of the Lord. Inquire of the Lord before you make a move. Because God going to tell you which way to go. Should you stay there or should you move? If I stay there, Lord, are they going to tell on me and let Saul know where I am? He said, yeah, get out of that place. Now you won't fight the Philistines. Should I go up, Lord, and kill these? You know, you're going to give me this war, this army? You're going to give me this battle, rather? He said, yeah, I'm going to give you this battle. But the man was too scared to go. He asked God again. God said, yeah, I'm going to give you this battle. Go ahead. And in my past readings before, God gave David a sign when to move. Just keep reading, because I'm going to keep reading. But inquire of the Lord before you make a move. He'll save your life in various ways. He'll give you peace. Lord, should I not say nothing today? Or what should I say today? When should I say it? How should I move, Lord? And you know, David waited on the answer. He had his ear open to God for the answer. I want my ear to be open to the answer of the Lord. And not only that, after I hear, I want my heart to receive it. And then after that, I want to do and obey it. Because obedience is better than sacrifice. This is what Samuel told Saul when Saul was supposed to kill everything, but he kept the good stuff. He didn't kill everything. God told him to kill everything. The king, everything. Everything got to go. But obedience is better than sacrifice. He was going to kill the good stuff and then tell Samuel, oh, I saved the good stuff so that, you know, I could sacrifice to the Lord. The Lord didn't want that sacrifice. He didn't even ask for that sacrifice. He said, kill it. Oh, everything. And the kingdom was taken away from Saul because he didn't inquire of the Lord. He just went on and he didn't obey. Oh, Lord, help us. Our obedience is vital. You know, I wrote a poem about obedience. Hold on. I'll be right back. You know, I was looking for this poem I wrote about obedience. So I'm going to try to find it in a minute. I have a book I wrote on a book of poems. It's called God's Touch. And there's inspirational praises, songs, and prayers in here. And one of my favorites is obedience. And I'm looking for that right now. It's on page 18. Let me get there right quickly. Okay, so obedience. The hills and mountains obey. Why can't I? The sea and the valleys bow low. Why can't I? The rivers run deep and praise at thy feet. Why can't I? The fields yield their increase. At thy word the trees give shade and house the birds. They sing praise to thee in the morn, even the new ones that are born. Why can't I? Dry bones arose and obeyed at his command. Dry bones arose and flesh became man. It was his word that brought life, life once again. To know that he is, by his power, I can. You know, praise God for that. Gave me that a long time ago, and it's just relevant today. It's vital to be obedient. And because we strive for obedience, you know, God hears us and he rewards us accordingly. He kept David. As long as David obeyed God, as long as David inquired after the Lord, God gave him instructions and he heard the instructions. So my admonishment is today is inquire of the Lord before you make a move. And obedience
is better than sacrifice. Thank you, my friends, for listening to this podcast today. I appreciate you. And if you would care to give a donation, that would be welcomed. I appreciate you. I thank you for listening. And if you want to share comments, that's welcomed. If you want to ask for prayer, I'm praying for you anyway. And remember, keep God first in everything you do and say. Be blessed.